Hi. Ever since the horrific death of George Floyd on Memorial Day, Minneapolis has seen numerous marches, demonstrations, and protests. And people are wondering, do you need a permit for those activities? Well, the answer is both yes and no. No, you do not need a permit if your protest is on public property and if you're not obstructing traffic. Yes, you do need a permit if your protest obstructs traffic. Now, here's why. Both under our federal and state constitutions, we are guaranteed free speech, and that includes the ability and the right to protest and march. However, like all rights, there are some limitations, and the courts have completely upheld permitting limitations. Minneapolis has some of the easiest permitting laws. In Minneapolis, all you need to do is apply, give the city 5 days notice, and in some situations, only 1 day notice, and pay a $25 fee. The reason for permitting laws is that you need to notify the police what's happening. The police need to be able to go out on the street, block the traffic from coming into the march or the demonstration so that everyone is safe, and able to alert the neighborhood that a march or a demonstration is happening. Without that type of notification and without that type of process, a very peaceful march or protest could have significant problems. Now, since Memorial Day, the city of Minneapolis has not enforced the permitting laws. They have simply allowed the marches and protests to go on. But the laws are still there. And the reason for the permitting law is not to quell or stop free speech. Rather, it's to make sure that people are able to speak their minds in a very safe way, not only for the protesters, but the public in general.